AP News, I'm Julie Walker. The Senate confirms Jay Clayton, President Trump's pick to become the head of the nation's intelligence agency.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 47, and the nomination is confirmed.
Clayton, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York and a former SEC chairman, was confirmed 51 to 47 along party lines. Democrats have repeatedly expressed concerns about Clayton, who lost bipartisan support after a contentious hearing 2 weeks ago in which he repeatedly refused to say that former President Biden won the 2020 election. On Tuesday, Oregon Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat, spoke in opposition.
He has repeated baseless conspiracy theories about American elections, refused to acknowledge who won the 2020 election.
While Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton, a Republican, defended Clayton.
Mr. Clayton assured the committee that he would assist our efforts to return the Office of the Director of National Intelligence to its original size, scope, and mission.
The U.S. military says it thwarted an Iranian missile attack on American troops after Iran launched multiple ballistic missiles at American forces in the Middle East today, ending a brief pause in fighting as mediators tried to get both sides back to negotiations and toward a ceasefire. U.S. Central Command says American and Saudi fighter aircraft struck multiple terrorist logistics and weapons sites across eastern Iraq in a strong response to over 30 IRGC-directed aerial drone attacks in the last 72 hours. It said the Revolutionary Guard and its terrorist proxies must cease these attacks to avoid further U.S. military response. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky met with President Trump while in D.C. This is AP News.
Former Senator Lindsey Graham is being eulogized today at Washington services, drawing colleagues and world leaders alike. At the Capitol, where Graham served more than 30 years,
Lindsey Graham was impossible not to like.
Vice President Vance was among those honoring his ex-colleague.
A true American original.
Top Senate Republican John Thune called Graham a towering figure, choking back tears while remembering him cracking up a room.
I look forward to the days when you make us all laugh again.
The Capitol Rotunda ceremony came hours before a funeral at Washington National Cathedral. Graham will be buried tomorrow in his native South Carolina after dying at 71.
I'm Julie Walker, AP News. More stories at apnews.com. Thanks for listening.